You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
No, I want to be a better man, so I will take action to do the best I can and ask for the power of God to visit me. But I don't believe a woman should lay with a woman or a man with a man. But I also know there are hermaphrodites, they call them. These are people born with both genitalia.
Yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do with them? Kill them?
Yeah, exactly. No.
I don't know. But I know that Jesus, when I got born again, I became very judgmental of people. And I had to be put into a place where I had some sins in my life, some walls. And I realized later on in life, he had to do that. And I'll tell you, or allow that. Maybe not do it, but allow it. Because I would have been the nastiest preacher you ever heard. I would have been brimstone and fire, and you're going to hell if you don't do this. And I tell you what, I got to a point where a girl broke my heart and I had a physical pain in my chest. 2 years later, I went into a funeral. The pain left me. I came out of the funeral, it came back. I said, wait a second, if you can make it disappear at my friend's funeral, and you put up, what? Why are you doing this? Why will you not let me go? And a voice within me said, I had to deliver you from a spirit of religion. And then I was in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gospel Music Awards. And this little gay guy comes up to me and says, oh, can I get you a pot of coffee? I couldn't afford to have the big meals there at the white linen tables, but I could afford a nice, they served the coffee in a silver pot, and I would spoil myself by having it. And he came over with this tender heart and delivered my coffee, and then he walked away. And I said, you know, he's got a tender heart. My heart's been broken by this girl. Now I know a greater tenderness than I ever knew. And I realized then that God didn't put a purple robe on Rhett Palmer to go out and judge people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just to love people where they're at, tell them about Jesus, and let him catch the fish, and then in time, the fish can get cleaned up. You know? Hey, look, if he had waited for me to be a perfect guy, I still would not be saved. He saved me when I was yet a sinner. He saved us. It's for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomsoever shall call upon his name, believe in him, shall be saved and not die. He loved us when we were yet sinful.
Exactly.
That's pretty remarkable.
Rhett, let me just add that one of the things that you're doing is examining yourself. And one of the problems that most people have is the absence of that. Most people think that if you're not doing evil, then you're not sinning. But sinning is not doing the will of God. Sinning isn't just robbing a bank or running over somebody and escaping the law. Sinning is not loving God and not doing what God wants. Let me give you an example, and then I'll stop. In my own case, I pray every day for five sins that I'm working on, but I'm not getting over. One of them is lust. When I see a woman, I'm thinking of her as, I'm thinking what it would be like to be with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sin. It's a sin, as Christ said, if you think about that, then you're committing adultery. If you think about a woman in that way, you're committing adultery. Another sin is impatience with other people, judgmentalism of other people, defensiveness, like shutting people out of my life because they bother me, or taking people's input to me as critical where it might just be input. And of course, the last one is self-centeredness. Now, if you've got a sin list that long, I think you got to focus on yourself, as you did, rather than try and figure out who else is sinning.
I believe that I've come into a new understanding of the word dignity, and I want to take care of myself. I want to go have a chocolate Hershey bar today. I want to do this. I, me, mine. And yet you, in my belief is, you right now are more important than I am, though I'm just as important to God as you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the room, or if there's five people in this room, I have to get it through my head that I am to esteem others greater than self, Paul said. And that means I'm the servant of everybody in the room, whether they know Jesus or not.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to serve. You know, recently they asked Mike Tyson, they said, do you ever get offended? You know who Mike Tyson is, the boxer?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I interviewed him. I spent some
college time. Yeah. Wow, what an opportunity.
Well, I guess, as a matter of fact, I don't want to forget what I was going to say, though, but he said, they said recently, do you ever get offended? And he said, only when I think I'm someone.
Wow.
Now, I was involved in I have a membership somewhere, and someone who's not a member was in the wrong line. I'm a member. I have priority. And I went, oh my word. So I said, so Rhett, so you think you're somebody? And I was like, no, they're somebody. Mm-hmm. You're to esteem others greater than self. Mm-hmm. I was puffed up with thinking I'm somebody because I got a membership. I'm somebody. No, I'm the servant of the Lord. And I'm here to esteem others greater than self.
Mm.
You know, up in Vermont, we're kind of in close proximity to you liberal guys up there in Canada. And when you step off, it's the law now in Florida, and they're starting to learn it here. But in Vermont, Stowe, Vermont specifically, when someone steps off the curve, you stop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here comes a little old lady. I'm in a rush. This is me. I'm in a rush. I got to get to the dentist. Mm-mm. That little old lady is first. Oh, and there comes another lady with her little baby in a carriage. Oh, there comes an old man on a walker. And there's far away. You could scoot across the road now, but there comes another couple, and they're old, and just wait and give them patience and honor them. And then they look at me, and they go, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, I just, they're first. I'm second. And that discipline of going, no, Rhett, you're not first. They're first.
Yeah.
Now, that's something that, you know, people, and all, I don't think anybody watching this or listening to this has not played religion. Not played religion.
Expand a bit on that.
Not looking in the mirror really, truly. Just like you get the preacher. You get this big fat guy on TV yelling at homosexuals, and he's like, you know, 500 pounds. You shall not be a gluttony. Gluttony is a sin. Why don't you take care of the speck in your eye before you take care of the other speck? You know, I mean, it's, you know, stop picking on specific sins. Some people are divorced. You know, you get people, and the very person that feels guilty about something is the very first one that will acknowledge somebody else's sin.
Right, exactly.
You got this order, and this is God. Mr. Smith, don't you remember you cheated on your wife 19 years ago? I didn't think of that. Yeah. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Now, right. Del Smith, do you have your copy of your book with you?
Yes, I do.
Hold it up to
right in my hand.
Hold it up to the camera, would you?
Let me. Can you give me a second? It's not in front of me.
Oh well. Right back. Okay, hurry up though. Okay. So we're talking with Del Smith. He's written a book on purpose. As you know, there was a popular book a few years ago called The Purpose-Driven Life. Well, this man has been working for a few years on a new book about purpose. And if you're attempting to find maybe your purpose. I've not read the book in its entirety. I've seen the book there. Hold that up to the mic at the camera, would you there? What's it say? What does it say? I can't read well. Discovering Life's Purpose. Discovering Life's Purpose. I see it well on the screen by Del Smith. It's available on Amazon and everywhere else, right?
Yes, it is in ebook form as well as.
Okay, now You've got 1 minute, and no more than 1 minute, because we got to say goodbye. 1 minute. I have a presidential candidate on the other line. One minute to tell us what my listeners and viewers will get out of your book.
What they'll get is the opportunity to better understand their purpose. And the benefit of that is that then you can love your purpose. You can live your purpose. And so it's a way of helping people come. It doesn't tell people their purpose. It gives them a bunch of ideas and techniques to determine their purpose.
Hmm. Okay, again, hold the book up again.
Sure.
Okay, Discovering Life's Purpose. Well, Del Smith, I hope things are good up there in Canada today. How's the temperature up there in Toronto?
Oh, we're doing great. We finally got spring.
Wonderful.
Take us a while.
Well, I'll be up to see you sooner or later. And Del Smith, thanks. And if anything breaks new, be sure to have your publicity agent contact us, and we'll have you back again, all right?
That's wonderful. That's a nice invitation. Thank you, and thanks to all of your audience for their time.
God bless and be with you, and make his face to shine upon you.
And with you, Rhett.
And declare the name of Jesus even this day, wherever you go. For he who denies me before man, I will deny before my Father. But he who declares me before man, I will one day declare before my Father. Those are the words of Jesus.
Yes.
The name above all names, the only name by which men may be saved. Thanks, Del.
Thank you, Rhett.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.